Welcome to hell. You're here now and you're here for good. Yep. This is it. This is really it. It's not as warm as people like to think it is. You know, the fire and brimstone is mostly just for show. We've got a reputation to keep up, you know? Anyways, my name is Limbo, and I'll be your guide to the first circle of hell, which is also called Limbo. Okay, so I'm sure you have a lot of questions, so just let me explain a little bit before you start freaking out, okay? Yeah. A lot of people who show up here basically spent their lives counting on there not being an afterlife. So, sorry, you ended up being wrong about all that. God is real, Satan is real, heaven and hell, all of it. So, there's the bad news, you ended up here in hell. Now, the good news is that hell isn't quite the land of eternal torture and damnation that some people try to convince everyone else it is. I'm sure heaven's got its draws, but... okay, look, we've been here for thousands and thousands of years. That's thousands of years that Satan has had to study the Bible. Know your enemy, right? So let's talk about heaven for a quick second. This ain't Dante's Divine Comedy, all right? You're not getting a tour of Purgatory and then Paradiso after this. You are stuck here in hell for good. Anyways, turns out maybe the Catholics were onto something. Some people get a second chance and they're sent to Purgatory where they can eventually repent their sins, seek forgiveness, and work their way into heaven. In heaven, you get your eternal communion with God himself in an angelic paradise. Now, see... the interesting thing about heaven is that if you spent your whole life seeking eternal union with God, then heaven is everything you've ever wanted. But then there are the others, the people who didn't believe, the people who didn't care enough to want to spend all of eternity with God. People like you. Now, here's the funny thing. You guys... you wouldn't even be able to enjoy heaven. Like, you'll never even know exactly what it is you're missing. You hear me? Now, here's the funny thing about hell. Really, the zinger about hell is that you're going to be separated from God for all of eternity. But it's not really a huge deal for you, right? Because if you cared about all that stuff, you wouldn't even be here. Now, here's the part that really surprises most people. Ready? Here it is. Surprise! Okay. Sorry. I promise not all of hell is made up of horrible jokes. That's not the eternal punishment. The eternal punishment is... well, there is no eternal punishment. You spent your whole life putting other things before God, chasing those carnal human pleasures. Well, you got them. For your welcome ceremony, I'll be bringing you on a pleasure ride through the nine circles of hell. Or, if I were going to be more specific, the nine circles of hell are going to go on a pleasure ride through you, if you know what I mean. Anyways, I've already introduced myself. My name is Limbo, because I represent Limbo, the circle of hell where we house the people who are still virtuous, but didn't believe in God or didn't accept Jesus' forgiveness or whatever. We don't really do anything extreme here, so why don't you just, okay, you're one of the, alright. Well, why don't you just, you can take your pants off and hand them to me. Just trust me on this one, it'll make things a little... easier for you. Okay, yeah, and you can leave your top on for the moment if you want. Okay, thanks. I'll hang on to these for you, and in the meantime, I will sit back and watch for now. Hey there. You're the new soul? It is so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you. I'm sure we're going to get along very well. I'm the representative for Lust, the second circle of hell. Of course, you know what that means, right? Get over here. You really are good at this. I can tell what you're in here for. You just couldn't resist trying to satisfy your physical urges, could you? This is the thing, though, that people don't usually figure out during their lifetimes. Is that you can't fulfill lust. Lust doesn't lead to satisfaction, it leads to emptiness and pain. It's okay. Oh, I'm sure there's love out there somewhere in the world, purity and selflessness and all that, but you and me, we recognize that even with the consequences, it's just way more fun to be this way. To hell with the consequences. Literally. You know, we've got some pretty famous figures down here. Legendary knight, Lancelot, whose lust drove him to have an affair with his queen. We're not without some affairs of our own down here. As the representative for lust, I can completely overtake you. But there's no way you can contain me for yourself. Sometimes I'll have to do my business with others, and you'll just have to sit back and watch. Here, I'll show you. Limbo, get over here. Hey, I'm here. Who am I? No. It doesn't work like that. You don't get to ask questions. See, it's not about you wanting to know. It's about whether or not I want to bother telling you who I am. It's not about what you want to know. It's all about me. Taking what I need. Taking what I want. Taking more than I need, taking more than I could possibly want, taking so much for myself that there won't be enough left for anyone else. Not you, not Limbo, not Lust, and definitely not... Well, let's not talk about him. Let's talk about me. You see, that's how it works. That's how gluttony works. I'm going to take and consume so much of you that there won't be anything left of you when I'm finished. So let's talk about these clothes. Honestly, I don't understand why they even bother letting you in with these things anymore. That's better. Much better without those rags on your back. Now, come here. Let me press myself against you. I want to feel all of you against me. Your chest against mine, your stomach pressed against me. My cock, can you feel that? How hard it is pressing up against you. How badly I want you all to myself. Limbo and Lust, they're over there busy with each other. That just leaves more of you for me, more of your body, for me to just gently slide my fingers down, more of your mouth, for me to slide my tongue into, more of your chest, for me to grope. Shit! This is bullshit. Gluttony is the third circle of hell. If greed is the fourth circle of hell, am I not a deeper circle of hell? Should I not get my hands on the newcomer before this asshole?
You snooze, you lose. Greed. I swear to Satan, if it weren't for the stupid order, I'd be showing up before you every fucking time. Come on, move over. Let me get some of this.
No, sorry, Greed. Not enough to go around.
Bullshit, gluttony. You can't grope their whole body at once. Here, this nipple, this is mine.
Damn it. You're not taking the other one, though, that belongs to me. It's mine.
See, mine. This is how it works, always. I want you more, so I'm gonna get you in the end, even if I have to start with just one nipple in my fingers. Can't satisfy lust? Can't satisfy gluttony? Bullshit. All of you. What you really can't satisfy is greed. Even if I've just got one little part of your body in my fingers, even if I reach my other hand around you and grope your ass to claim it for myself, it's not enough for me. It'll never be enough. I want your lips too. Gluttony, come on, get out of here!
Find your keepers.
Fuck you! If I want something, I'm gonna take it. You know this. We do this every fucking time.
Oh, well, there is something now, are they? Just an object to you?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. They're an object for me to use. You're an object in my way. So now move, or I'm gonna make out with both of you at the same fucking time.
Come on, then. More for me. Oh, greed. When did you sneak your hand around to grope this ass of theirs?
Finders keepers.
That's fine. I noticed you haven't put your fingers inside this nice tight asshole yet. I'll just have to...
Wait, no. I was saving that. Get your fingers out of... No, this ass is mine. Get out of... Come on. Stupid circle ruler. You're so stupid. This is bullshit. I'm gonna put my finger in that ass and I'm not gonna let you stop me.
What are you doing?
Stop it. My fingers are getting tangled around their butt.
But having two tongues all to myself is so delicious. Do you like this? Both of us making out with you at once? You're quite the glutton yourself.
What the fuck is going on here? You shut the fuck up! Fuck, do you see what you did now? Anger's already here, and I haven't even gotten to come yet. Shut the fuck up, Greed!
Anger, Greed's being a little bitch.
You shut the fuck up too, gluttony! Sorry about that, I'd normally be more calm if I wasn't surrounded by fucking idiots!
Hey, what the fuck?
I didn't ask for your fucking opinion! Do you two see Limbo and Lust over there, just making out nice and quiet in the corner? Why can't you just do that? Both of you, such shitheads. Bullshit. Fuck it. We've been here for all of eternity, and you still don't fucking get that we're going to be here for all of fucking eternity. And you haven't figured out that eternity is infinite time. Infinite time is infinite fucking time, and neither of you are gonna be fucking satisfied about it ever because both of you are fucking morons. Now get on your fucking knees. Gluttony, you suck my dick. Greed, you put your mouth between our guests' legs. You've been doing such a shitty job of welcoming them. Fucking fix it.
Yes, Anger.
I'll handle everything above. Fucking incompetent dickheads. Alright, so we have these two fucking idiots between us.
Bend on over forward.
Let me shove my tongue down your throat.
Dog in my ass. All of it. All at once.
Pinch your nipples. Yeah, that's right.
Be patient. You sound good.
That's right. Whimper for me. Tighter. Scream for me.
I'm coming in my mouth. Sweet, wet.
I'm making out with you. My face, fucking legs. Fucking
good. Cock defiling my mouth.
Hello there. I'm Heresy. What's going on here? Limbo and Lust jacking each other off in the corner. Greed's going down on you. Gluttony's got Anger's cock in his mouth. Anger's got his mouth on your mouth. So in the end, it looks like your asshole is still open. I won't mind if I just slip a finger in there.
That's right.
First, just the tip of one finger. Then I'll add the tip of another. Oh, I can feel you convulsing. You like that? When I just... Slips with my fingers inside of you. Or do you want more? Do you want me to slide all the way inside? Just like that? I can tell you like that. Now I'll just start feeling around inside of you. Touching you from the inside. While you squirm your little hips. How does that feel? Reed in front of you. Heresy behind you. What a filthy little slut you are. Moaning in pleasure. You really do belong here. In this orgasmic hell. We're so happy to have you here. I'm so happy to be fingering you like this. From behind.
As always, no holes left for me to fuck. This is the thing about being the eighth circle of hell. About being violence. I could do such damage to you. And don't worry, I will. I just warm myself up over here first on Lust and Limbo. Come here, you two. Let's see if either of you can count to 10.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Right.
Four.
Right.
Four. Five. Five. Six.
Six.
Harder. Seven.
Seven.
Take it harder.
Eight.
Nine.
Whoa. Sorry. Definitely looks like I'm interrupting something here.
Fucking nice.
You all look busy as usual. What a mess, huh? Hey, look, I just got my orders from the top. You all gotta move out of the way now. Got a mandate right here that says it's my turn to fuck the new soul, okay?
Nobody asked for your input, fraud. Billions of times you've tried your stupid lies on us, and billions of times it hasn't worked. And you are interrupting.
It is what it is, right? You can't blame the Circle of Fraud for trying to pull a fast one on you guys, though, right? Either way, it looks like you got your hand real full spanking the shit out of these two. Yeah, I'm just gonna wait over here. I'm just gonna let that happen, yeah? Limbo, I think you were about to get your 10th spank right as I was coming in, right?
He's gonna fucking take it.
10!
Wrong! You skipped 9, Limbo. Do you know what that means? Yes. I know exactly what it means, violence. It means it's time for poor little Limbo to become treachery, the 9th deepest circle of hell. We've done this countless times, but this is always my favorite part. Nobody ever expects it from Limbo, but if you think about it, isn't Limbo really just God's treachery against those who are still virtuous in some form? Sentencing decent souls to an eternity in hell just because they weren't good enough? Why did you all stop? Get back to work. All of you. You all know what's coming. Now, I don't know if you remember this. Based on that dazed look in your eyes, you almost had your entire consciousness just fucked right out of you. So, as a refresher, do you remember when I said not all of hell is made up of horrible jokes? I was lying, of course, but that's my specialty, isn't it? As treachery, my specialty is betrayal. Anyways, where was I going with this? Right. Eternal punishment via horrible jokes. So, as the master of betrayal, I'd say it's time to do some
backstabbing, if you know what I'm saying.
Starting with you, violence. Bent over.
You want to get violent?
Think of it, violent.
You like getting bent over and fucked violently from behind, don't you?
I can tell from how hard your cock is.
In the end, you don't care who the target of the violence is, even if it's yourself. And you, fraud. I think it's time we shit that lying mouth of yours. You get over here and put your mouth on violence's cock while I fuck him with mine. So much. Yeah, take it. Take his cock. Take me fucking violence's cock into your mouth from behind him. Ramming him into the back of your throat. Yeah, we're gonna fill that mouth of yours with something else. Oh, that's right. Let's see how much you like being fraudulent with the taste of violence's cum on your breath. And you, violence, are getting so turned on from spanking me and lust as hard as you could. Oh, I know, that creak on me starting to grow.
Am I pushing it out of you? Forcing it out?
As I pound you from behind with everything I've got? Yeah, that's what it is. Mimic, mewling little bitch. You wanna come for us, don't you? Yeah, you wanna come? Yeah? Yeah? That's right. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Slamming my hips into you and taking you from behind. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that, Bust. I just needed to get him out of the way. Oh, I know how badly you've been wanting this. You've been wanting me inside you so badly this whole time, haven't you? I can always tell. Come on now, lie down, and we can be nice and sensual about it. Yeah. You've been so hungry for my cock inside of you, haven't you, Lust?
Yes.
Kiss me. Kiss me deep. This is your reward, Lust, for being such a good, horny little boy. A nice, passionate fuck. That's right. I can feel your nice, hard cock jutting right into my stomach. You're wiping your pre-cum all over me as I push in and out of you. Slowly. Firmly. I've been holding your cock for the past half hour. I know how badly you want to come all over me. That's right. I'm gonna make you come, and you're gonna burst all over me. As I turn you on even more, Lust. The thought of my belly just soaked in your cum. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh, you're gonna be a good little boy and come for me? Yeah? You're gonna come for me? Oh, you're gonna do it? Oh, that's right. That's right. Come on. Give it all to me. Feel me squeezing. Fucking all of your cum right out of you. Pushing it out from inside of you. From inside your ass. That's right. Oh, you taste as good as ever, Lust.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Thank you. Thank you for your cum. You little cutie. Fuck. Now anger. Don't you think you've had enough of our new guest's lips? Give gluttony a turn and come over here.
Yes.
Fuck. You really don't play well with others, do you? You're really never the type to take a fucking lying down, so why don't you go ahead and take me instead?
Take off.
Here, I'll get on my knees for you.
And I'll make sure you come with this asshole of mine. No need to be gentle now.
Yes, yes. Just like that. Fuck me. Fuck me from behind. Fuck me rough.
I kiss you.
So you want to come from shoving deep inside me, right? I want it. I want it. I want it all. I want all of your cock inside of me. And I want all of your cum. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to feel it. I want to feel it bursting inside of me. And dripping down my legs when you pull it out. Come on. Yeah, come. Come. Come inside of me. I know you've been waiting. Come inside of me. Yes. 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 I can feel it. I can feel all of you coming. Coming. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, yes.
Okay, okay, okay. Greed, gluttony. Oh, I know the two of you will never stop fighting over who gets to go first, so why don't you just both come over here? Reed, you come here and get down on your knees. Heresy is going to come over here and fuck you senseless. And Gluttony, you...
Bye-bye, I'll be back.
You're going to want to be on your back for this. I've still got all of Lust's cum all over my stomach, and I've got anger's cum still leaking out of my asshole and dripping down my thighs.
Greedy.
You want to feel all of that while I fuck you, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, then. Get on your back, and let me just press myself up against you. Oh, that's right. Don't be afraid. Feel all of that cum from my body touching you. Oh, you've been touching yourself and edging this whole time, haven't you? Naughty little gluttony. If you're so hungry for cum, I suppose I could let you have a little taste. Here, let me mix their juices together on my fingers, rubbing their sticky fluids together for you. Now suck my fingers clean of their seed. Yeah, lick it. Suck it all up while I'm fucking you. That's right. Oh, you taste that? Oh, that's the taste of the slippery substance you feel right now. More in between our stomachs and between our legs. Writhing and twitching and thrusting and pushing and with all of that wet noise. That's what you're tasting, Gluttony. Cum. You're tasting cum. And you're gonna give me your cum to taste. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let it all out. Let it all out for me. Let it all out. Yes. That's right. Cum. Cum. Oh, it's everywhere. Dripping down. Let me see it.
Just have a taste.
That is absolutely beautiful. Here, have a taste. So, that's right. I haven't forgotten about you. You've been enjoying this. I know, you've been touching yourself, moaning to yourself while watching us all fuck each other. You're a dirty, nasty. Come hungry, little slut. You'll fit in very nicely here. Just
not quite as nicely as I'm about to fit.
Grab them by the wrists.
Inside
of you.
Just like that.
Yes. You've been waiting so long.
Open your fucking mouth.
Oh, just having us play with you. Oh, dang it, balls. Fucking your asshole. And your mouth. Oh, fucking you. All over. Oh, this is what you've been waiting for, right? Our cock's inside of you. Raging hard. Hitting you in your deepest places. Oh, fuck.
Oh my god, you feel so good.
Oh, and I know. I know it feels good for you too. That's because this is your reward.
This is your reward for how you lived your life, you rapturous little cum brother.
You lived your life full of desire and debauchery, and now you're gonna burn in this sexual paradise forever with us. Surrounded by sin and cocks in your mouth, in your hands, all over you, all inside of you.
You're feeling drenched in cum now.
Oh, you just think of centuries, infinity from now. And we're gonna drown you in our unholy nectar. Think of the endless times and the possibilities that come with infinite time. All of us, fucking you, fucking each other, all at once, all jacking off to you. On your face, on your lips, down your throat. Coming in your ass, coming on your chest. You shaking your hips in orgasm. As I'm coming in you, I'm coming in you. Yeah, we're all coming inside of you. Take it. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's it. There's your tour. If you weren't looking forward to your stay here already, I'm sure you are now. I know I am. We can just keep doing this forever.